Long for Life's Brian Joffe will be switching roles next year, stepping down from the CEO position and taking up the chairman role. This comes as the company receives a buyout offer, and both announcements come alongside Long for Life's half-year results, where it delivered a surge in headline earnings per share as it benefited from easing lockdown restrictions. And now joining me to share his analysis of all that's at play is Small Talk Daily's Anthony Clark. Thanks so much, Anthony, for your time this evening. So a whole lot of headlines coming through with Long for Life's earnings today, and I unpacked some of the earnings at the top of the show, looking at how impressive it's been that they've managed to at least put forward a flat revenue line when compared to the 2019 period. Beyond that, though, let's take a look at this unsolicited offer that's landed on its desk. Which way do you see this swinging?
Yeah, good evening, Alicia. I think it was a very interesting results presentation this morning by the team at Long for Life. And as you saw, the market surged by 16.2% for Long for Life, closing at a new 52-week high of R5.17. Now, this unsolicited offer and the strategic review was actually first mooted probably back in April this year. I'm a compulsive listener of annual general meetings, and it was actually brought up several months ago. So the market has just cottoned on and quite late to what's been bubbling under the surface for a number of months. And the volume today of 6.9 million shares is clearly indicating the market is suddenly intrigued by the potential offer for Long for Life. Now, as you know, having looked at the company, it's predominantly a retail brand with Sportsman's Warehouse and other interests, which I'm sure would capture the market. You know, with a 3.2 million rand market value, the stock is trading at a discount of 29% to its underlying net asset value, and of that, 21% of a company's market value is cold, hard cash. So it makes you wonder, in today's environment, who would potentially be bidding. My guess would be private equity. They would take out the part that they would want, and the rest would be sold off.
I was speaking to Kwame Antwi of KOA Capital, though, Anthony, and he's not quite convinced that Brian Joffe is going to be taking the bait on this one, given what transpired at Bidvest over the years. So how do you see this playing itself out?
Yeah, it was a very interesting discussion again in the webinar this morning. That very question was posed to the now chairman, Brian Joffe. And he basically said, listen, we've had this unsolicited offer. We have to take it seriously because it comes from a very serious party. But we as a company are carrying on regardless. He goes, yesterday, for example, we as a company actually undertook an acquisition because we as a company continue to see growth vectors inside our business. He goes, we are not stopping what we're doing because it's an unsolicited offer, but we will consider very seriously what is going on because a serious party is behind it. So he wouldn't be drawn on what is going on, understandably. Would he actually sell the business that he founded post his Bidvest life? The answer is perhaps not, but by taking the chairman's role, and let's not forget, for a fine man that he is in his 70s. And the company share price, whilst it has dramatically recovered from its lows of R2.53, continues to trade below the IPO price of several years ago. And the market has been somewhat disappointed at the lack of transactions in the company. And all Long for Life has managed to do is buy back its own shares using its shareholders' funds. So it all depends on what the offer is. But I think at some point, the market will wake up saying, listen, you're trading below your net asset value. You haven't really done that much in the last few years. You've got an offer. What is the offer, and what is the price potentially being paid?
Well, we wait to see how this all plays out, Anthony. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Anthony Clark from Small Talk Daily.